AFB Career Connect, a program of the American Foundation for the Blind, presents another episode of Aaron's Adventures in Employment, Attack of the Co-Workers. It is the first day. The first day on the job for Aaron. He has been preparing furiously, planning what he will wear, working out adaptations for his office equipment, studying the employee handbook. But his careful preparation will not save him from what he is about to encounter. As Aaron walks to his desk, they come, one after the other, with no clear intent or purpose. Aaron is overwhelmed by the onslaught of greetings and well-wishes by the co-workers.
Aaron, it's so wonderful to meet you. Here. Let me take your cane. I'll take you right to your chair.
What's up, dude? Hey, remember Stacy Jones, that hot blind chick at the community college? Maybe I can get the two of you hooked up. What do you say?
I am so moved by your courage, Aaron. You are a shining beacon of hope to all of us. Thank you so much for inspiring me today.
I just want to say this right off the bat. You will be expected to do your own work. I'm too busy to help you out all the time, so you better be able to carry your own weight. And don't ask me for a ride.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to our company. So great to meet you. Now, here is your pencil. Let me show you how to hold it. And I'll get your computer turned on. And can I get you a drink or anything?
Hey, Aaron. I know you have super hearing. So I just wanted to tell you. Hello.
You're going to love it here. Everyone is so nice. Just like on that TV show in the office where everyone... Oh, my gosh, I am so sorry. I forgot that you don't watch TV. Aaron, follow my voice. Okay, now, I'm over here.
So if you need any help.
Your parents must be absolute saints.
And don't ask them
for help. Have so much courage.
They're everywhere.
What do you think Aaron wants to talk
about? What am I going
to
do?
The telephone is right at the top of your desk.
Got to get out of here.
Getting warmer.
Excuse me. I think I'm going to take a little lunch break. I'm going to head down to the cafeteria. I'll be back.
Aaron, I can walk you there and help pay for your food.
Don't you know? Blind people can feel their money with their fingers.
You go, Aaron. You go, honey.
In sheer terror, Aaron flees the office without looking back. Exhausted, he seeks cover behind some filing cabinets.
Oh my gosh. What the heck was that? I hope they can't find me here. That was the most horrifying experience of my life. What am I gonna do? I can't go back there.
Well, looky here. Scared of a few co-workers, are you? Hiding out like a wimp?
Listen, you don't know what I've just been through. The things I've experienced.
Wah. Somebody call the wambulance.
Who are you, anyway?
Commander Les B. Friendly, head of Employee Affiliations, 5th Division, Regiment 27. I am responding to a report of unusual employee social compensation in this sector. En route to Ground Zero, I find you barricaded behind office furniture just outside the men's latrine, sucking your thumb like a baby. On your feet, soldier, back to work.
With all due respect, Commander Friendly, I'm not going back there. You can't make me. I think I'll just quit.
What did you say?
I said, I think I'll just quit.
You think you'll just quit, do you now? A few co-workers give you a little scare and you want to run home to mommy. Listen up, kiddo. You're in the real world now, and it's no picnic. If you run scared now, it won't do you any good. They'll just keep coming, you know, one after the other. Co-workers are like that. They are there all the time for the rest of your working life. They'll keep coming and coming, each one more puzzling to understand than the last. There is no escape. You must learn the ways of co-worker survival.
Hey, I've done just fine in high school. Everybody knows me, and my visual impairment's not a big deal. This job is challenging enough without having to deal with coworkers.
Believe it or not, son, coworkers can be your friends, too. There are three simple rules of engagement. Number one, respect. Know your coworker, know yourself.
Okay.
Aaron, there is nothing to get upset about if you know who you are. This is your life. Suck it up. Everybody has a tough time in the workplace. Everybody has challenges. You have a visual impairment. Maybe someone else has a lack of confidence. Someone else has a need to be liked. Someone else has five kids to feed and is terrified of losing their job. Anytime a new coworker comes on the scene, there will be conflict until there is respect and trust. If you want respect and trust, you have to give it first. Do I make myself clear, soldier?
Yes, sir. I will respect my coworkers. I will respect myself.
Number two, engage. Humor is the best artillery. If you feel like you need to respond to an attack, then do it with humor. It levels the playing field.
So, when someone asks me about my super hearing,
tell them you lost it when you were exposed to kryptonite, right along with your X-ray vision.
And if someone thinks that I know all the blind people in town,
tell them the membership dues got too high and you had to quit.
Seriously, that was not funny.
Well then, if humor isn't your thing, just respond respectfully with the facts.
Got it. Humor, facts, I'll remember.
Number three, focus. This isn't a tea party, it's your job. You and your coworkers are here to produce a good result for this company. You need each other. You need each other's skills to do your own job well. Don't get sucked into the drama. Do your job and do it well. Develop your own skills and find your own way to be excellent.
I think some of them don't even think I can do the job. They either hate me or they want to do it for me.
Aaron, this is your job, not theirs. Making that clear to them is part of your job. And this is just your first day. As you do well, you'll have more trust. So, soldier, what are the rules of engagement?
Respect, engage, and focus. I think I've got it, and I'm ready.
Excellent.
Base to Commander Friendly. Base to Commander Friendly.
Commander Friendly here. Over.
Sir, we have a co-worker affiliation emergency in Sector G27, the copier room. A paper shortage may lead to potential conflict, sir. Over.
I'm on it. Over. Good luck, soldier.
Thank you, sir.
Armed with the knowledge of respect, engagement, and focus, Aaron emerges from his file cabinet foxhole and walks back into the office to confront his fears and meet his destiny.
I'm back.
Glad to see you're not one of those who take long lunch breaks, Aaron. I don't want to have to cover for you all day.
Jane, I know you have a lot to do, and my goal here is to help you, not to be in your way. I know we both want to do a good job, and if you ever feel like I'm not pulling my weight, just be honest with me and we can work it out.
I appreciate that, Aaron. Thank you.
Aaron, let me walk you to your desk. While you were gone, I put pennies on your drawers so you can find them.
Susan, you're being very nice to me, and I really appreciate your friendship. I want to be a friend to you too, but I know you have a lot of work to do, and you don't really need to worry about me, and I think I'll be okay from here on, but if I do ever need help, I'll let you know.
Well, of course, Aaron. Whatever you need, just let me know.
Aaron, dude, I just want you to know that if you need to, you can feel my face so you know what I look like.
Travis, I'd really like to get to know you better, but I have a feeling that I'm probably the luckiest person in this office because I can't see your face. Is that true, everyone?
Dude, you're hilarious.
Remember, guys, you don't have to guess at what I need. Just ask. I'll let you know right away.
Once again, Aaron survives another employment challenge. If you need help dealing with coworkers, and don't we all, check out the Career Connect website at www.afb.org. Career Connect is a program of the American Foundation for the Blind.